Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif on Wednesday announced a federal initiative to provide subsidized loans to young entrepreneurs in rural areas, aimed at boosting small-scale industries and enhancing national exports. The plan, developed in consultation with provincial governments, was revealed during a ceremony in Islamabad marking the launch of an agricultural capacity building program for 1,000 Pakistani graduates in China. Prime Minister Shehbaz expressed optimism that the training, facilitated by the Chinese government, would lead to stronger export figures and a revitalized agricultural sector. "This will enhance our exports," he said, adding that the program would provide graduates with skills in modern agricultural techniques, hybrid seeds, and climate resilience. The Prime Minister stressed the importance of revitalizing agricultural research institutions to support long-term sectoral growth. He also thanked Chinese President Xi Jinping for supporting the initiative. "Our outstanding and talented graduates through their hard work and conduct will not only enhance Pakistan's image in China but around the globe," Prime Minister Shehbaz said. The first batch of 300 graduates has already been selected on merit, with representation from all four provinces, Azad Kashmir, and Gilgit-Baltistan. Prime Minister Shehbaz Sharif assured that the remaining 700 participants would also be chosen on merit. "China is a close friend of Pakistan which has always stood with us in difficult times," the Prime Minister added. Minister for National Food Security Rana Tanvir Hussain said the government had made agricultural development a priority under Shehbaz Sharif's leadership. "Pakistan will witness a revolution in agriculture," he stated. Chinese Ambassador Zhang Zidong reaffirmed Beijing's commitment to deepening bilateral cooperation. "China stands ready to take concrete steps to foster an upgraded version of CPEC," he said. The initiative is part of broader efforts to modernize Pakistan's rural economy and deepen strategic ties with China.